join.
So ill did you hurt?
Bizarro Colin P.
Whoa. Why? Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Me and Pills thought you weren't gonna be on this one.
This is the
Shell Riley. Here comes
Shell
your challenger
Riley
beat. We didn't want you to fuck up the song.
Fine. I thought you said you quit the band.
I did not say that. You guys left me off that stupid volcano song.
You fuckers, it's not stupid. It's not stupid. You're the one who said
everyone
stupid.
Shut up.
Very stupid.
I have to rap now.
Wait, dude. Are you sure you go now?
Yes, shut up.
Take me down to the paradise city where the girls are green and the grass is pretty faux shizzy. Like my girls to be 50. I like the Martian girls with the Martian titties. It's a pity that they miss me and they wanna try to kiss me and they list me as a favorite for my fun like a frisbee. Cause to the Martian ladies, I'm just a fling. Bitches only like my big bizarre bling. You can see it shining while I'm frying up the beef. So the Martian ladies flying through with the magic queef. I'm the master chief to your bizarro halo. When I'm dancing with the ladies, know how to stay low. That's how to get down or turn crowns upside down. Like Toys R Us kid, wear an evening gown. Pound the ground like Donkey Kong now. Make the room shake with my big bizarro sound. I found an evil box buried in the forest. I let out the spirits, Pandora was a sorceress. When I'm feeling gay, I make out with Chuck Norris. I'm politically correct, now let's sing the chorus.
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
Why take me down to the paradise city? When the grills are cold and the toilets are shitty. Mini Sit is a rapper who is very pretty. I really love my grandma because she is always knitting. My voice sounds like this because I'm always shitty. It is very fitting that I am never kidding. I was sitting in the forest in front of my spirits. If you're murdering the forest, can anyone hear it? I looked in the sky to see Martian ladies fly by. Jetstream propulsion's coming from the pink eye. Know what you're thinking? Classic kind of guy. Chopped down a cherry tree, that shit was not a lie. I was the chauffeur for the Lady Princess Di. Like Gloria Gaynor, I will spy.
Surprise!
I'm made of dough. With the metal interior, bitches oughta know. Yo, you're a farmer, so teach me how to grow. Michael rode the boat ashore at this very show. Hallelujah! If you're Russian, you are Boris. I'm politically correct, now let's sing the chorus.
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Take me down.
Whoa.
Oh my god, this better not mess up my verse. I wrote 20 bars just like you guys.
Oh yeah, you only get 12 bars.
I freaking hate you guys.
Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is brown and the boys are pretty.
I always knew Princess Di would not outlive me. If I were in jail, I would ask you not to shiv me. Forgive me, my lord, for I have sinned. One time I rode a dolphin without any fins. I found Screamin' Jay Hawkins inside a bargain bin. Not the CD, but the actual person. He was just a corpse because he died of AIDS. In a bizarre world, he slept with 50 maids. I like Kool-Aid because it tastes sour. Give me 50 bucks and I'll let you take a shower.
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Your mother's a horse, your mother's a horse. Statutory rape should never be forced.
What?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Hell yeah, that was tight. High five.
You guys are assholes.
Hey, this is Bizarro Anthony from Game Music for All.
And this is Bizarro Mr. B, what?
This is Chibima from Game Music for All, and you're listening to Letters vs. Numbers, by the way.
And now you know.
Yes,
Not Bizarro Chibima, we got the real Chibima.
Yeah.
This
the
is...
The real deal.
Yeah, we forked out the cash. Like, the Bizarro Chibima would have been cheaper.
Had to pay good money for this one here.
I know, right? This is our, all the money that we're getting from doing Nerdapalooza, we put towards hiring you.
Sweet.
Your check is in the mail.
Yeah.
My check is... Oh, okay. I'll be looking for that. Mm. I'll have your word on that. I'll be checking it every day.
Be sure to constantly harass your postman about it.
Oh, definitely. Be like, grab him by his collar and just be like, where's my fucking mail?
Buy a dog. Buy a dog just to, like, you know, make his life even more miserable until it happens. And be like, listen, once I get the check, I'll get rid of the dog. The ball is in your court, Mr. Postman.
It all comes down to you.
Yep. Anyway, that first song was
Bushido
style. It was not Anna Maniguchi.
No, it wasn't.
You've just been like eager to say Anna Maniguchi.
Because I can't pronounce the fucking name. But no, my bad. It's Shale Riley versus Bizarro Stylist.
It is.
That was Bizarro Paradise City.
Bizarro Paradise City, where the girls are green and the grass is pretty.
Grass is pretty.
What?
I like Kool-Aid because it tastes sour.
We've decided that song is like between 1900 and between 1899 and no, yes, 1999. Arguably, the best song ever made was probably Freebird, I guess. And I think that in Bizarro Paradise City, we have a contender for the best song between, like, 1999 and 2999. No, that's an even bigger period. It doesn't matter. It's just a fucking good song.
I think it'll song still be wins. In there, though. Like... By the year 3000, like, it'll still be in the top 10.
I think so.
I love it. It cracks me up so much just to hear all the different... And Shale Riley cracks me up too. He's like, I got it wrapped now, you guys. Shut up.
I don't think that's Shale Riley.
It's
not?
I think Shale Riley just did the music. But that's some catchy music.
The music?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% on this, but I'm pretty sure, like, all three... No, I don't want to spoil the magic.
Who's on Bizarro Stylist?
It's Bizarro Stylist, Bizarro Illithid, Bizarro Pillsby Android, and Bizarro Columpy. It's definitely not one guy doing all three voices.
Oh, okay.
Definitely
okay.
Not.
Right on, I did not know that. Coo-coo-coo-coo.
And that song is... why don't you tell us where that song's from, Anthony from Game Music for All?
That song is on the recently released Here Comes a New Challenger 2 Turbo. And I think that song is on the second disc. So you could head over to gamemusicforall.com/newchallenger2 and grab that song right away.
Download that shit, yo.
Grab the whole compilation, because it's pretty solid.
Oh, yeah.
I'd give it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Good.
Yeah. How many sexy deal? Underage ninjas would you give it?
One out of one.
1 out of 1. The best review ever.
When we were at school and there was, like, a pretty girl and stuff, we would always like tell the joke like marks out of 2, I'd give a 1. That was like the height of sophistication.
The height of sophistication. right on. No, I think I'm probably gonna, like, for the next one, I'm probably gonna choose a song from Here Comes a New Challenger as well. Just from now on, forever, use up all the songs. Until there's no more.
That's fair enough.
That's something I won't argue with. That's a plan I could get behind.
Yeah! That's... Thumbs up.
So we have to... Now that Here Comes a New Challenger 2 is out, and you can take a breather for, like, a day, you need to start working on a new compilation.
Always with compilations. I'm not a machine.
You are.
Well, according to category, you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, in that note, category, you can stop bugging me now. Go download the album.
Yeah.
And you can check out Category doing a song with Swampy Boy on the compilation. Just.
Yep.
Nice.
Rocking out and doing their thing, I guess.
How do you decide what songs are going to be on it? Like, do you, like, literally, like, look at all your songs and it's like. Like a contest, you just be like, well, I like this person, but this one's just a little bit better. I'm gonna go with
I go to mybrute.com and I make a character for each song and they battle it out.
Nice. Speaking of which, if you go to mybrute.com/mr-the-b and find me. Yeah.
Or you could go to mybrute.com/chibi-ma. Fight me there. I got a fucking shield and a club.
Yeah. Or you could go to mybrute.com/genoboost and you could win against me because, I mean, don't you need that kind of self-esteem?
I think most people are going to go to yours because, like, mine has an insane amount of dashes in it, and Chibi's has one, and yours is just Geno Boost.
That's how I do.
That's hardly fair.
For all you lazy bastards.
I know, right?
Clicking on dash is just too much to handle.
Yep. Oh. I don't even think I have a dash button on my computer.
I don't need that shit. I'm Geno Boost.
When I bought my keyboard, I just got a hammer and broke, like, several keys I knew I wasn't going to use.
So you go, well, whenever we, like, see your keyboard, we'll just see, like, missing pieces.
Yep.
Like, you got even some of, like, the letters missing. You're just like, I never use that fucking letter.
Semicolon. Who the fuck uses semicolons?
I got rid of the Q, got rid of the J.
End, fuck end, I'll just press page down a lot. Yeah.
Got rid of half keys.
What is one key do you think that is totally useless? Like, you've never used it in your whole life, you don't know why it's there, it's just there.
Insert.
Scroll.
Insert key?
Fuck yeah.
Where the fuck is the insert key? Oh yeah, that thing! Oh wow. It's like, in the top right. I've never seen it before. Right next to delete.
There it is. You're itching to try that out now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm gonna Google that shit. Google it up. Go to Wiki Answers, ask, how the fuck do you use insert and what for? Let's see what I get. Or Yahoo Answers. Yahoo Answers is pretty useful, too.
I think if you just put, how do I insert, that you'll get some good reactions.
Oh, yes.
But how do you insert? You over with circuits.
With circuits. I was waiting for that. I think that's a good note to, Chibi Ma pointed out that at the end of the last podcast, we were all like, this is an end of an era, and we'll tell you why, and then we got sidetracked. And we didn't actually tell you why.
Yeah, you're like, this is the end of the era, and we're gonna tell you why. By the way, subscribe to us. We're being sponsored. Later!
That's how we do. Hustle comes before content.
It's like, wow. Anticipation much?
I know, right? I was nearly distracted again.
On the edge of my seat here. I was all excited, too. I was like, oh shit, they're gonna explain it. They're gonna explain it.
Why would you be excited? Like, you knew what it was.
To be honest, no, I didn't at first. I was like, oh, wow. Something else is going to happen? What's going to happen?
Are they going to make it off the island?
Yes, it was like watching a reality TV show.
So,
except you're not really watching, you're listening.
So yes, we are at some point going to say why it's a new beginning. We're building up to that. I think we should play a song first.
All right.
What song should we play?
What song should we play?
Let's play Helix Nebula, because I get to fucking say the band name now.
Yeah.
Do you mean Helix Nebula?
Helix? Is it?
Helix?
Helix? Helix? Whatever. Okay. Helix Nebula.
Wait.
What?
This is Helix Nebula by Anna Managuchi. Enjoy!
Back-to-back songs. That was Animana Gucci. Helix Nebula for the win, yo.
You're just breaking all the rules. This is...
I know. I'm a troublemaker. That's what I do.
Word. This...
She's like the new loose cannon now, because, like, we need new characters. It's like season 3 in this place.
I know. Now that the bad guys become sort of half good,
Stole back my thunder, bitches.
We still need to go into the next song, or this will become a proper bit. So,
okay. This
is a song I found on 8-Bit Collective randomly. It's called Super Finger by The Squishy, and it's ridiculous. Enjoy!
Super Finger, I believe in your choices. Just forever, summertime and people's voices. Please kill me.
Less than a minute ago, that was Super Finger by The Squishy, who are apparently the premier Russian 8-bit synth pop band. They've got that market cornered.
Pick up that market cornered?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, that's that song's pretty nuts. I like it, though.
I want a corner of market. Like, even in the literal sense, like, maybe chase a market into a cul-de-sac or a dead-end road and just be like,
ha. What market would you like to corner?
Well, there's this little shop on the, at the end of 3rd and Main. Take that one.
Har, 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 har.
I want a corner of the market of, like, really cute goth girls snugging me a lot.
I want to corner our market. What market can I corner? I want to corner one, too.
You've got
girls that rap about Final Fantasy VII as Yuffie.
Yep.
Well, fuck. I mean, once I popped out of the womb, I already covered that one. I want to cover another one.
Now you're just getting greedy.
Well, fuck yeah, I'm Yuffie. That's what she do. She's all like, bitch, that's mine.
You should corner the market of, I don't know, racism.
I should. That's my market now. I cornered it.
I think that market's pretty well covered.
Shut up. No.
I
blasphemy. It's my market now, damn it.
I think unless, like, you know, you seriously ramp up your genocidal killings, you've got a way to go before people can say,
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. My army is coming together.
You don't have
her plan to be the next Hitler.
I have an army. Don't underestimate me. I have an army.
Is it in your sleevey?
What?
Is it in your sleevey? Your army?
Har har. Har har.
That was gold.
No.
We'll be here all week.
Oh wow. Oh wow. Wait, if we're all cornering markets, shouldn't Gino corner one too?
Gino has Gino Douche Industries.
Yeah, we're douching it up 7 days a week.
I still don't understand that nickname. I really don't.
Well, because
Gino Douche.
Because Gino Douche, it still kind of sounds like the word Gino Boost, except it has the word douche in it.
Yeah, I know, but why? Why did he add the word douche in it?
Why would you question that?
Because I can, damn it. I'm American, and I'm going to question it.
She's just breaking rules, redefining borders. She's out of control.
We've made a huge mistake.
I'm a loose cannon. I'm just...
And did we say what the announcement was?
Not yet.
That we were supposed to come back from?
No.
Are we building more suspense?
We are. And on that note, we'll play another song. No, no.
Oh, well.
If we build it up too much, it'll just be an anticlimax. Because, like, everybody knows anyway.
Yeah.
Not everybody. There's some
everyone
people.
That we talk to.
Well, true. But that's like...
Well, even the ones that we don't have probably cottoned on, especially at this point.
If they listen this far.
Mm.
If they pay attention.
Which you should. No, I was listening to... You should have seen my face. I was actually getting really excited when I was listening about the end of an era. I was like, oh, dude, you serious? This is so cool. And I'm like, I'm going to listen to this whole fucking thing so I can get it.
What do you mean, the whole fucking thing? I only said that, like, in the last 2 minutes of the podcast.
We also said it at the beginning.
No, you didn't. Okay. No, you didn't.
All right.
This podcast, yeah, but the last one, no.
So what you're saying is, if we keep building it up, everyone will listen until the very end of the episode.
Yes, but since I'm here now, you shouldn't do that.
What we need, also, is one of those dramatic piano noises, like when something happens on a soap opera, it goes, yeah, and then, like... I can't I can't make the noise of people pressing 12 keys on a piano with my mouth.
Wait, try and make that noise again.
Yeah.
You also can't see it.
That's not the noise of suspense. That's the noise of, like, I don't know, a microwave finishing.
Do you know what that noise is? That's the noise it makes when not when you're being called, but when you're calling somebody on Skype. Like, have you noticed that when you're being called on Skype, it's like awesome. It's all kick ass and everything. It's playing that cool tune and whatnot. But when you're calling people, it's just like loudly in your ear, and you're just like, oh shit.
I have noticed that. Although I will point out, it sounds nothing like the noise Gino made.
Well, it's similar. I'm not saying it sounds a noise. Exact.
The most important thing you guys are missing is that I'm motioning to my keyboard as if I'm playing a piano, which adds a whole lot to my impression that you're missing out on.
Oh, now I have this image of you just, like, going to town on your keyboard. Just.
And you're wearing, like, a white dinner suit, and you just, like, flick the tails out from the seat.
Wearing a powdered wig.
Yeah. And there's some, like, lady draped across the piano. Like, nobody even knows her. She's nobody. She's just there.
You guys are taking piano stereotypes from, like, four different eras. Why would I be playing at, like, a dinner banquet, but also at some sleazy nightclub, and also have a powdered wig on?
And also be doing the overdubs for a soap opera.
Because it's the piano, and it works.
It's like you guys took every piano-based movie and just put them all together.
Hells yeah! That's how the piano works, yo. I would know. I play.
And also, I do it all the time. It falls on your head.
You asked for it. You said, you guys are missing the point. I'm making a piano motion.
Shut up, Bizarro Chibi Ma.
Yeah. Go back to Bizarro World.
Go play your Doom.
Yeah, go play your Oblivion. Halo.
I love Doom. Doom, 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 Doom. No, that... fuck, I'm not doing that. That just reminds me of Gurr.
And on that note, yeah, we may as well play a song now. The announcement can wait.
What song would you play?
Okay, let's get into auto scroll. But before we do, I just want to say that there's this artist, Animal Style. He's a solo chiptune performer. He also plays a guitar. And he made a guitar pedal that basically emulates the NES when you play the guitar. It will play the notes of an NES or an NES console.
Oh, that's and, badass.
Like, as brilliant as that is, he then joined a band with two of the members of the now dead Chromalodeon, which, you know, I won't shut up about. And that was about 6 months ago, and they have finally put some songs in their MySpace. From a live show they did, and this is one of them, and it's Wilderness from the soundtrack of the game Golden Axe.
We'll be right back. dragon.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck, it's Kabuto.
Jesus Christ. Buffalo, 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 buffalo. Motherfucker, I'm an ill linguist. Idaho and Idaho. I don't know, it's really not that funny, but maybe kinda though. Hardcore slapping you whack whores with bats for no reason in particular. You slow leaking bodily fluids. I'm popping shots at your druids. You're doing frogs in the nude, and the polywogs are so clueless. Hey yo, Tyrion Orr is a dragon or a furry or some shit. Kabuto trounce cowards with the gunship. Sluggy freelance, I'm on a psycho bun bun tip. A really old net devour staff because I run shit. You into fucking public displays of affection, and in the town square hugging six gays with erections. Gold dragon, hold flag and get into drunk. You wanna rap, but I already vetted you punks.
Tyrion Orr can't rap right now. I'm riding on his back while he attacks this town until he burns it down. I'll handle the mic, Kabuto snake, and come with the bomb set spike. Dragon on my cock, that's my group with the dragon. I'm bragging, faggot hop on the bandwagon. Blast the ass with the magnet up before your death. One man Bakake, followed by some firecrackers. All that's left is a disgusting corpse. Bored alive in my cum, yum, it smells like pork. Confucius so gross, but like Space Ghost, I'm playing coast to coast. I don't need to boast. Well, I kinda do, cause I'm pulling in more cheers than Ric Flair's woo. My hat's remembered like Napoleon Bonaparte. One hand in the jacket, cut the racket or get blown apart.
A python, a dragon, and a snake. Three reptiles rapping, no, that's a mistake. I'm not literally a snake, that's just my coney. I don't have scales, have Viagra and Rogaine. And no shame to admit, hella proclaimed. Everyone I stun that just for bed is my domain. Raiden is so lame. His helmet's not hardcore. Unplug that bug, throw him out, Nomad's back door. No, I'm not a reptile, something else fits. Terry's not a furry, but we're all furry on the lips. Three MCs rocking stashes, sunglasses. If you're not down, you're irritating like rashes. I have an R2 on my head, it's a weapon, which I got after it was worked on by Draven. So get to stepping, your hat is rotten. Dead in your grave like MGS1 with a sock'em. Yeah. Seriously, though, I'm not really a snake.
Old snakes are fag!
Damn.
And that was Era Draconis by Kabuto the Python with Confucius and Old Snake. And yeah, I like that song a lot. It makes me giggle.
I like that the whole song seems to be, like, based around having, like, Tiri and Orr in it, the rapping dragon guy, and he just isn't.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, okay. I was like, I was expecting to hear him, but never did.
Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
Oh, wow. Speaking of Parcel Tongue, what did you guys think of Parcel Tongue? I thought it was pretty cool.
Too long, didn't listen.
Too long, didn't listen? Oh, wow. I liked it. It had a lot of songs on it, for sure.
It was a pretty short album, actually, but it was a ton of songs.
Yeah,
I don't really know why.
It's good, but I'm still sifting through it. Like, I found a couple good songs, but there's some I still have to pay attention to.
Yeah, same. Like, I was having troubles trying to find a song that I wanted to play off of his album. I was just like, oh, fuck, I like this song, but I like this song too. And then there's this song.
I wanted to play Bowman's freestyle off of it.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, oh, I really want to play Bowman, because Bowman's the shit.
Bowman is the shit. You should, Bowman has, like, a blog, or I think
Common Beats?
Yeah, if you go to commonbeats.blogspot.com, or I think that's right, but he started to post, like, beats up there, and, like, people should pay him serious money for his cuts, because they are just high
beats.
Quality. He does make good beats.
He's the beat master.
I think that's a reasonable title to give him, is Beatmaster.
Beatmaster. Bowman. Oh.
Or Common Beats, or whatever his name is.
Now I just want to hear him take what Chibi-Ma just said and then sample it into a beat.
You could probably
And then it would come full circle.
Speaking of beats, and, like, by extension, like, beating, I'm still looking at this coin slot babes thing you sent me.
Oh my god. Oh dear. I don't know. There's this site, and it's called coinslotbabes.wordpress.com, and I don't know. I honestly feel like crying right now. Gino, god damn it. You make me want to cry. It's all because of you. You're
I
like,
do what I can.
Chibi-ma, you should check this out. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I, yeah, I don't
What
don't
I originally
know.
Wrote was, check this out. Best blog ever, lols.
I was all excited, too. I was like, oh, if Gino likes it, then I'll probably like it.
And it must be a source of well-written and informative articles.
Fuck, no. Okay, so basically, you got these chicks, and basically they're all like, we're girl gamers, yo. We fucking play games, and we're hot. We're elite. And Master Chief is a stud, and I'm Laura, and I cosplay as Laura Croft, but I can't even spell her name right. And then the one thing that really got me, the one thing that really, really got me is that they had a post that is called Biggest Penises in Gaming. So I click on it, and they got all these, you know, video game male characters on it, and I see Snake, which I totally agree, because Snake is a stud, but they fucking call him Metal Snake. Like, the title of it is Metal Snake. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I was just done. I was like, oh my god, I can't, no. I basically have lost hope. I don't even know what to think anymore. And then for, like, Devil May Cry, they had Dante on there, but they spelled Dante's name as D-A-N-T-A-Y.
And he is a bit androgynous. I don't think he'd be that well endowed. But I do like the number 5 is Mewtwo.
Mewtwo. Oh, I saw that too. I was like, it's Mewtwo. That's awesome. And just to add on to more epic fail, they had a post about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, but it's not Call of Duty 6, people. It's not. It's Call of Duty 4. In fact, I don't even know if there's a Call of Duty 4 in it anymore. I think it's just called Modern Warfare. I don't know, but it's not 6.
So I have learned something from this blog. Apparently, Playboy are releasing a game called Playboy Manager.
Oh, yeah.
And this, and I quote, you play as a talent agent and manage all the sexy chicks. Nice.
But is that really what people want to do when they think about Playboy, is manage?
It's like, well, she's hot, but she's got to be up at 6 a.m. for makeup, and she's got a store opening at 9.
I don't know.
All the controls are, like, set up and designed so you can play one-handed.
It's nice to see that, you know, more girls are playing video games and all, but come on, honestly. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I mean,
I think the problem is that as more people play video games, more stupid people play video games.
Well, it's like, you know, yeah, video games is a big deal currently. I mean, it's everywhere. In fact, I'm not saying this for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was, like, the number one choice of media right now. But
above,
like,
podcasts?
Zong. Even so, but it's
I gotta,
like,
I gotta check out these video games.
I don't know, like, I had a roommate, and she's awesome and all, and we got along great, but she was kind of like that. Like, she was all like, yeah, I'm a hot gamer girl, or girl gamer, and I play video games all the time. And I was like, oh, that's cool. What console do you have? And she's like, well, I don't have a console. I played my brother's. And I played my boyfriend sometimes. And then,
fair enough, I guess. I mean, I don't...
She was like, I'm a hardcore gamer, and I fucking kick ass on this game. And then I play a game with her, and she fucking suck.
So she was just a liar.
Pretty much. Like, you talk big, but I don't know. Like, Gina and I were talking about this earlier. Like, yeah, I like games. I love games, actually, but I'm not gonna go around and be like, yeah, I'll fucking, you know, like, kick your ass on, you know, Call of Duty or whatever, because truth is, I probably wouldn't. I haven't played in a while, and I probably suck. And I know I really suck at, like, fighting games and shit, but I'm not gonna go around being all like, yeah, I can pwn you any day, ah, because it's like, what's the point? Just play games and have fun.
To be honest, I think this website might be fake.
Yeah, Gino's and I were thinking that too, but at the same time, I've actually met chicks who are like this, so it's like, oh my god, I really hope it's fake, because I still want to have hope for humanity, but...
I don't know, I'm all about, like, everyone playing video games. I mean, I think Gino was sort of right, that, like, more people...
I'm not saying, like, it's not my beef isn't, like, that they're playing games and, you know, flaunting that, it's cool and all, but flaunt what you know, like, don't, you know, pose, like, just be like, yeah, I play games, and that's that.
Yeah, I guess.
Because it's like, people make such a big deal that, like, oh my god, she plays games? Because it really isn't anymore, if you think about it. Like, yeah, there's still a lack of, like, girl gamers, but honestly, like, I'm not gonna go around and be like, yeah, I'm a girl gamer, dude. I'm like, yeah, I play games.
Oh, it's got a Twitter. Oh, it's got a AIM address. I'm gonna add that next time, see if I can get a Sydney boy thing going on.
Sydney boy 2.
Because, like, sequel. The thing is, I think this site is a parody, but I agree with Ma that these people do exist. Like, this is based on real events or something.
Yeah.
And if these are true, like, if this is a real website, I'm really worried about the standing of Bizarro Stylist as best music ever for this millennium.
Yeah.
Like, not if these people get their say.
I don't know.
I know, if we're living in a world where the general population can't understand the awesome of Bizarro Stylist, then time's troubling. I will point out, though, that, like, this website does have a couple of entries on it, and it was only started on May 13th. So,
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's my whole rant.
Meh.
Also, another note, they're called Coin Slot Babes, but I don't see any post about arcade games. Just want to point that out.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
They're Coin Slot Babes. I've got a coin right here, baby.
Woo-hoo. Har har. Ding That's a dong. New slapper right there.
Oh, yeah.
But anywho, but
where should we do the letters, or should we do like a song and then the letters?
Let's do the letters right now, actually.
Okay, I'll bring those bad boys
up. I believe we got two very awesome letters this week.
Let's have a look. Actually, we were saying that if you follow L versus N on Twitter and you Twitter anything at us that's, like, interesting, we'll read it. But let's have a look. No, there's nothing any good in our replies that would be funny.
Aww.
I mean, there's some valid stuff and people giving us props and stuff, but nothing that would be entertaining.
I think that would be entertaining.
I do like my props.
That is true. You don't have to wait for me to log into our Gmail.
Yes, we do.
Do you?
We're waiting.
Okay.
Waiting. Waiting, as I sing my waiting song. Waiting song.
This is my song I sing when I'm waiting for Chibi Ma to stop singing her waiting song.
Fuck you, Mr. B, because I can sing as long as I want to, because I'm waiting.
Well, she's a goddamn loose cannon.
I know.
Yeah, I'm a goddamn loose cannon. I'm wild.
All the property damage, the criminals got away, and the mayor is on my ass. Hand in your gun and your badge. You're suspended. until I finish reading this letter. This letter? Cool. Right, let's have a look. Thanks for podcasting. Not only are you guys keeping me entertained at work, but you are introducing me to an awesome array of music talent that I never knew existed. So now I look crazy at work, dancing at my desk and giggling to myself. Also, I hope you don't get rid of Chibi Ma, because she is awesome and cute. Definitely a great addition to the cast. I love listening to your sexy voice, Mr. B. Sign my boobs, Gino. Winking face from Jolene. I made motherfucking Silent Hill go ya. Yeah.
Yay! Aww.
That was quite sweet. She made Silent Hill, really?
Oh my god, she's my hero then.
She made one of the Xbox 360 ones.
Oh my god.
The one that recently came out.
She's serious? Is that, oh my god.
Really?
I have to meet this woman. I have to meet her. Be like, oh my god, Silent Hill is amazing.
Well, since I know Chibi Ma is studying to be a game designer, I'd imagine this girl's now your hero.
Oh god. Oh my god. And not to mention Silent Hill is like freaking awesome. So that's like two bonuses right there. But yeah.
I think we should give her a prize for making Silent Hill, I guess.
What I kind guess of prize?
Could actually buy the game.
Buy the game. That's the
No, I won't buy the game, but my prize is that I won't pirate it.
That's a good prize.
I don't know.
That's a net gain, I think.
I'll probably buy it. Like, I probably would, because I love Silent Hill and I want to try it out.
I think a reasonable prize would be, I don't know. If she hears this before we do the next podcast, if she emails us back and requests a song or something, but keep it geeky, I guess.
Keep geeky. No, we want to play.
That's what I might do. We all only get like a couple of song choices each, but I think I'm going to give like maybe one of my song choices away as a prize each show.
Ooh. Be careful there.
Only one. And only when I have three songs I can choose, not two. But you have to do something awesome.
And, yeah, epically
like,
awesome.
Like, let me sign your boobs. That's a good start.
Like
Jolene is like setting a new precedent here that I think our fans would do well to maintain.
Well, all fans should allow you to sign their boobs.
Yeah.
Well, not even allow you, request you.
Demand it.
Sign my noobs, boob, my boobs now, bitch. Fuck.
Oh, if you come to Nerdapalooza, you could get Gino to do that. Because, I'm quite surprised we haven't mentioned this yet, actually. That reminds me. We got the okay, we got the go-ahead from Hex today, or yesterday, saying that we are the presenters for Nerdapalooza now.
Woo!
We will be there introducing acts and keeping you entertained when sound checks are going on or whatever.
I unfortunately cannot be there. Although I wish I could. But next year, hopefully.
Her spirit will be there in cutout form.
Don't
you worry. So anyone that's hoping to meet Chibi Ma will record her voice saying a couple of vague answers, and you can have a conversation with her.
We'll record,
you're gonna take me up on stage there.
Yeah, we'll record some of her catchphrases. Like, I don't know, just say some now. Some catchphrases.
Pish posh applesauce.
Yeah, that's a personal favorite.
I say damn it at the end of a lot of lines too. Like, I'll say something and be like, damn it.
Say blah 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 Final Fantasy blah blah.
Blah 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 Final Fantasy blah 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 Final Fantasy.
There we go.
And there we go.
I just imagine someone going up to her cutout and saying, like, hey, Ma, it's really nice to meet you. I'm a big fan. Final Fantasy, woo! That's her reply.
That'd be awesome. Right, the next letter, because we get sidetracked all the time. This isn't letters versus numbers. This is, like, presenters versus attention span.
Har har.
Har 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 har. There you go, there's another one.
And also to note that the Nerdapalooza announcement is, although big news, not what we're building up to.
No.
Oh, that's right. True. I'm so happy that Cheeto hasn't forgotten.
Right. The second email. Right, let's have a look. I'm aware that it is a dabble late, although I would just like to express my discomfort with epic racialism. No, wait, that sentence didn't make sense. I'm going to start again. Right. I'm aware that it is a dabble late, although I would just like to express my discomfort with epic racialism, as I am a black, French, Mexican, Asian, blind, deaf, illiterate, wheelchair-bound, heterosexual, disco-dancing, nerdcore and chiptune listener. I found your podcast very offensive, and it made me cry genuine man tears from my blind, non-seeing eyes. Thanks.
You're going to hell.
From Evermus.
That thing's going to hell for sure, then.
And hi, Tamar, and you two guys. I love Evermus. Evermus rules.
One thing I wanted to point out about the email is that he misspelled illiterate, which made me laugh.
Yep.
Yeah, he's definitely going to hell.
It's good to hear from Evermus again. I caught him on MSN for the first time in a while. And I was happy. He's like a celebrity to me. Because, like, he's a first fan of the show, sort of. So, like, that's still, like, really sort of major in my eyes. Like,
it's nice that you guys show pity for those creatures, because I sure don't.
Well, only if they're fans.
Black, French, Mexican, Asian, blind, deaf, illiterate, wheelchair-bound, homosexual, disco-dancing, nerdcore, and chiptune listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate those
bastards.
Guys. Taking out jobs.
I should also point out that Jolene has also been listening since probably the first or second episode when I bugged her to start listening. And she's one of the only people I bug and actually did it.
She's right, like, on. A genuine hero.
She's a true fan. She sticks with it.
She definitely gets to email in and request a song. I would just like to clarify, though, that the doing something awesome between episodes to win a song has, like, no scale for it at all. Like, you might, like, make a Lego statue of the three of us and take a picture of it and send it in and be like, hi, do I get a song request? And we'll be like, no. Or, well, I'll be like, no. Or you could, like, email in and say, here's the Dancing Kirby. And do that Dancing Kirby and ASCII art, and I'll be like, that's awesome! And give you a free song.
That's awesome. 5 songs.
Awesome. 5 songs.
Well, it depends on the Lego thing. Like, what's the scale? Like, if it's 1/30th to scale, like, that's not impressive. But if
that's
it's, like,
true. If it's just full size
scale, like, it's erected in your backyard.
I could,
when you said backyard, I'm like, I actually just imagined, like, a shrubbery that was, like, cut out of, like, Chino, Ma, and Mr. B.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say, like, when you said backyard, I imagined, like, shrubbery, and I was all going to be like, oh, yeah, you get those in backyards sometimes. Oh. I was like, you've got a vivid imagination. It's like, when you said kitchen, I was all imagining, like, countertops and a microwave.
No, I finished it off, though. I said that, but it's a shrubbery, but it's not any shrubbery. It's, like, you know, all, like, cut out to be, you know, Mr. B and I. With a sink.
Yeah.
Giving a thumbs up, being like, yeah.
Working it.
Oh.
What else is there before the last block of songs?
Well... What else is there? Certainly no big news.
Yeah.
About the podcast.
I'm sure there's some. Oh. Something happened. I'm sure something happened, and it was. They're making a 8-bit Weezer album. I wanted to talk about that briefly.
Yeah.
That looks quite cool.
What's that going to be about?
They're doing a tribute, like 10 Weezer song covers.
It's more than 10. It's 14.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
14.
And that's on Pterodactyl Squad, who we haven't mentioned for a while, but. They must have realized that their being mentioned quota on Letters versus Numbers had gone down, so Pterodactyl Squad like put something out that would make me essentially jizz in my pants.
I believe the album was recently announced and it will be out sometime next month, I think. And there's a lot of people on it. It's like a who's who of chiptune. Anna Managuchi's on it, in fact.
Yep.
I Fight Dragons, who we've played on here.
Animation.
One I'm really looking forward to is this. The Seal of Quality cover. Seal of Quality, I think I played in the past, and I am a huge fan of his music and his like robotic synthy voice that he uses.
Yes.
So I'm really looking forward to what he does with some Weezer.
Sounds like a rockin' album then. Holy crap.
And Colon Open Bracket are on it. I haven't seen Colon Open Bracket do anything for a very long time.
Oh, the sad face guy?
Yeah. Well, they're a band.
Oh. Because I just remember I didn't know what his name was. But I've seen him around a lot.
They played the first Chip Fest. If memory serves.
I want to go to a Chip Fest. Damn you, Montana.
Oh, that does remind me, though. Jay Tholen was confirmed for Nerdapalooza, and that made me very excited.
Yes.
Nice. Oh my god.
Most people know Jay Tholen. I'm a huge fan of Jay Tholen.
That's putting it lightly.
All these awesome people have to go next year for sure, because it's going to be horrible if I like can't go this year, but I can go next year, I go next year, and there's like nothing.
Next year it's just like
nobody can go.
I was just trying to think of like the whole show was just like one rubbish act, but I couldn't think of a rubbish act. It's just me. I've not even got my beats. I'm just like stood there with a mic, like going doopy doopy doo, or like singing the Tetris song, and that's the whole festival.
It's held in like a coffee shop, not even like a fucking hotel.
It's just on the side of a road.
Yeah.
Holding a sign saying Nerdapalooza. It was sort of weird when we got booked for Nerdapalooza. It was like hours before we actually put the podcast out, where we just go on about wanting to play Nerdapalooza. So that was a bit of a wasted effort.
I want to go next year so bad. Like, if I can't go this year, which I can't, I want to go next year. I have to go. Hopefully. I really hope.
I'm sure by in a year from now, people will be clamoring to have all three of Letters versus Numbers there.
Yes.
Watch, everyone hates me. They're just like, oh my god, it's fucking Chibi
Boo this woman.
like they'll be listening to Letters versus Numbers and they just skip every part that I talk. They're like, oh shit, she's replying to something.
It's like they set up intricate like systems on their computer, so whenever a noise that like matches the pitch of your voice comes on, it like skips. That'd be harsh.
That'd be a Firefox plugin.
A Firefox. Oh my god.
It's called Anti-Ma.
I don't know why, but I would actually feel kind of proud.
It becomes about as standard as like pop-up blockers.
Yeah, bitch, I have a Firefox plugin. What the fuck do you have?
What you got for that? Speaking of Nerdapalooza, sort of, one of the bands that are playing there is Rocket Propelled Geeks, and one of the members of Rocket Propelled Geeks is Epic One. And Epic One released an album called One, and it is so ridiculously dirt cheap.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
It's like a dollar. Like, you can go on, give them a dollar, and you will have...
It's like a dollar, and then there's another one for five, and then ten.
Yes, I mean, they would probably prefer you to pay $10 rather than the dollar. But, take a listen to this track. This is called Touch the Sky. I'm sure you'll come to the conclusion that, you know, more tracks of the same caliber, on your computer for you to listen to whenever you want, rather than, you know, skipping forward to 50 minutes into a Letters vs. Numbers podcast, is worth a dollar. Anyway, this is that everything?
That's everything.
That's everything. This is Epic One with Touch the Sky.
Oh my god.
Jumping on the beat, hungry, I deliver it. Jumped on the beat early, it's deliberate. It's another epic presentation, can you figure it? Waiting on the drums on the beat, let the rhythm in. Smooth out the melody, I met a chick named Melanie. Working on the impulse, I might commit a felony. Pour the Captain Morgan, it's sporting as a remedy. She's drinking it steadily, time is my enemy. Cause if she gets too drunk and I mean sloppy, I might not hit it, she's calling me Poppy. But you know epic, and I'm so cocky. So I told her turn around, and I hit it raw doggy. These are the type of things I do every day, and these are the games I'm committed to play. Teaching me the proper etiquette is useless anyway. Like a toothless Confucius, I don't hear what you say. From party to party, I'm acting like I'll crash your whole bash, I'll snatch your mic. Rip the S off your chest, get your stereotype. Pump up the volume, say something like I will touch the sky, no matter how high. Cause I'm still fly, let me sit on cloud nine. Watch the world go by, just watch your boy rise. I'll touch the sky, cause I will touch the sky, no matter how high. Cause I'm still fly, let me sit on cloud nine. Watch the world go by, just watch your boy rise. I'ma touch the sky. Now Mary go round, the next round is Mary. I seen her round time, she's big, green, and scary. With makeup like a clown, legs thick and hairy. Bitch looks like me, I'm watching Drew Carey. Mary wanted to speak, she told me last weekend. It was me and her creeping, and now news was leaking. I don't remember shit about fucking a fat bitch. I was on LSD and probably having a bad trip. Is this still a trip? It's quite conspicuous. The concept is quite ridiculous. However, this just might make some sense of this. Please wake me up and slap me senseless. Party to party, I'm acting like I'll crash your whole bash, I'll snatch your mic. Rip the S off your chest, get your stereotype. Pump up the volume, say something like I will touch the sky, no matter how high. Cause I'm still fly, let me sit on cloud nine. Watch the world go by, just watch your boy rise. I'll touch the sky, cause I will touch the sky, no matter how high. Cause I'm still fly, let me sit on cloud nine. Watch the world go by, just watch your boy rise. I'ma touch the sky. So if Goku and Superman got into a fight, who would win that battle? Clark Kent, right? Goku would probably just blow up the sun. Either way, neither one can take Epic One. Yo, these are the type of things my friends talk about. Let's play some Counter-Strike, Street Fighter, Gunbound, Halo, Tekken, King of Fighters, count them down. Even MMOs like EQ or WoW. I sink into my game and I'm lost in place. Let me repeat that line, I think I lost my place. I sink into my game and I'm lost in place. I think I love this place, look at the smile on my face. Party to party, I'm acting like I'll crash your whole bash, I'll snatch your mic. Rip the S off your chest, kill your stereotype. Pump up the volume, say something like I will touch the sky, no matter how high. Cause I'm still fly, let me sit on cloud nine. Watch the world go by, just watch your boy rise. I will touch the sky, cause I will touch the sky, no matter how high. Cause I'm still fly, let me sit on cloud nine. Watch the world go by, just watch your boy rise. I'ma touch the sky. We'll touch the sky, no matter how high. Cause I'm still fly, let me sit on cloud nine. And watch the world go by, just watch your boy rise. I'ma touch the sky, cause I will touch the sky, no matter how high. Cause I'm still fly, let me sit on cloud nine. And watch the world go by, just watch your boy rise. I'ma touch the sky.
Stay pressed. dreads and suspense. I am the fighter pilot. I am Earth's final defense. I am the beacon of hope while the world waits in suspense. I am the fighter pilot. I am Earth's final defense.
And we're back, and the song you just heard was called Final Defense by Antisoc from his Anomalous Materials Laboratory album. And I love that song because it's like, it sounds like the kind of song I would hear while playing, like, if like Gradius or R-Type or UN Squadron had a theme song about fighting endless amounts of enemies. That would totally be it.
I still say that you picked some very mangry songs this time around.
What mangry. Is mangry? You wanna... what
mangry, does mangry, mangry is man angry. It's anger, but like a man.
Well,
that's man angry.
Angry is like a man emotion. Anyway.
No, it's not. Damn it, it's mangry. mangry
women
is upgrade.
Angry.
It's like the next evolved form of angry. That's mangry.
Oh, okay. So more manly.
Yes.
Than angry.
It is indeed.
So I've never come across an angry lady before.
Oh, are you serious? You've never came across an angry lady?
No, not ever.
Then you, sir, have not worked in retail.
Yeah,
no,
seriously.
No, you're getting angry confused with bitchy.
Oh, no. I've met some pretty...
I mean, men get
angry women.
And women...
Oh, fuck, no. Dude, no,
I was just building up to a really shit sexist joke for, like, the past 2 minutes now. I give up. It wasn't that good a joke.
Oh. But the point was, like, I worked at Subway for a little bit, and... Oh my god, I've met some very angry women. Like, the one time we had, like, this, like, woman come in, and she's all like, do you get military discounts on sandwiches? And I'm like, no. And then she's just like, fuck! And, like, and she, and well, she wasn't like that. She was like that afterwards.
That's why I joined the army.
They told us there'd be sandwiches.
Discounted subs! God damn it!
Well, that was a wasted 9 years.
The army? How did the army get women? Fuck.
This is a sophisticated show.
I like how last time Ma was on the show, she talked about how important women's rights were, and now she's completely sexist.
One of us.
That's what happens when you're on the show too much.
I've only been on it like, what, twice?
This is the third time?
Yeah, that's not too much.
Well, maybe it's because I think we should announce it now. Yeah. Since it's almost the end of the episode.
I think we've strung this out long enough. This sham.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
What?
We are in control.
We forgot to say before we like do apologize, we were stringing you along a bit. we did forget to say the name of the song and who it was by. That was Vengeance by the Proto Men. Sorry about that, but that is show over now. Just wanted to make sure everything was in order. Right. Yes. On behalf of myself and Gino Boost, we would like to welcome Chibi Ma as the official third host of Letters Versus Numbers.
Yay! Woo!
A new party member was added.
Yeah!
A magic user is now part of your group.
Hooray!
And it's a game with a three-party system, so...
Yes.
Okay, now we're really done.